Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. First off, I just want to say happy birthday to my ma.
Yes, Eleanor.
Happy birthday, ma.
What's up, Ellie?
I wrote on her Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice of you. That's sweet.
How funny. You doing, Ellie? What's up?
29 again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So funny.
What's so funny?
Just how fast time goes. Like, it's hard to believe, you know, your mom's... She's 20 years older than me. And, you know, I think about, like, when I had my first kid, she was younger than I am now. Like, you know, crap like that. Like, it's just so...
Oh, milestones.
I know.
Excuse me. She looks amazing, though.
That's not true.
You're right.
When she had her first kid, she was younger than you are now.
No. When I had my first kid, she wasn't, though. She was a year older than I am now. I had my first kid at 32. She was my age. She was 52 when I had my first kid. When I got married, she was in her mid-40s.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay.
Like, it's just so crazy. When I got this job, she was 50.
You're doing math really early.
Yeah,
right
what
now,
are you doing?
So.
Well, just, you know, I mean, like, I'm 50 now. Like, you know, it just seems like time's going by really fast is all. You know, the older I get, the faster it gets, too.
Well, right.
It just feels like it's going by really fast.
And it's hard to get in touch with that feeling I remember from being a kid when it seemed like 1 hour was...
Forever.
...a mother-flippin' lifetime. And trying to drive, I remember these trips to the skate park in Del Mar from my house in Orange County. And I swear to you, I mean, I know I was going to go have the best time of my life, but I swear to you, they felt like 6 hour road trips. I would be squirming and I couldn't, like, you know how you're sitting. I can't sit on this butt. I got to move. Are we there yet? And I'm looking for you know how you look for certain signals or road signs or things, and you're like,
we're not even at that. Right? Oh my God. Oh. And when we were kids, like, the seatbelt thing really didn't exist. Like, we had this station wagon. You guys had a station wagon, too, right?
Yep. With
we had
the
station wagon.
The bunker in the back?
Well, just had, like, the big, empty,
open space. Yeah.
No, we had... It flipped into a bunker seat thing.
Oh, no. Oh. Ours didn't have that. Ours was just a big open... It was, like, two rows of seats, and then it was kind of a big place where you threw all the kids. And I just remember, like, I was so grateful when I was... having my own kids that they had to be strapped into their seats. Like, I was actually grateful for that because I remembered being a kid and you just, you know, you and your brother and your sister, you'd be up and over the back seat and you'd be flipping into the front seat or you'd just be all over that car. Your poor parents are driving like, oh God, don't kick me in the head.
You know what's so funny? I'm trying to imagine it. But do you remember? So we had an Oldsmobile station wagon. The thing was huge. It was a giant... It was huge.
Yeah.
And then when we had the gas crisis, mm-hmm. my dad changed it in for a Toyota station wagon, which was like one third of the size.
Right.
It was like...
Tiny.
The Honda Civic of station wagons.
But it probably got 30 miles of the gallon.
Whatever. It's just so funny that...
I know.
And at that time, we thought gas was going to run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we still are, trucking along.
Right.
I always had a fear of falling. We didn't have a station wagon, but my friend did. And the mom would pile us back there. And I always had a fear of that.
The tailgate?
Yeah, the tailgate. Just.
Well, they, you know, the thing about them, like, you think about it now, like, that was the tailgate could be let down, or you could open it sideways. And it had that, like, you know, the window that I think those were mm-hmm. among the first power windows, right? You could raise and lower that thing. So I remember so many times sitting in the back with the window down and you'd kind of be hanging over the back end of the station wagon waving mm-hmm. at other cars.
That.
Oh, that, yes, that right. Literally that right there. That's so funny. Vinny just showed me a picture of kids hanging out the back of a station wagon.
The back seat things that folded out of.
Oh, we didn't have that. That's really neat.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't think we had that. I think we just, you know.
Or they just didn't want to unfold anything.
Maybe, I don't know.
Why bother?
Ours was kind of, ours looked like that. It looked like the Woody, but it was gold all the way around. Mm-hmm. You know, like a kind of a mustardy gold.
Sure.
Not like a good looking gold. You know, more like dipped in gold.
Anyway, we're old, everyone.
No, we are old.
Whatever.
It's kind of nice being old, though. I just care so much less about like little things. Like, oh, well, that'll work itself out.
408 says, ah, what a tease. How I wish it was Friday.
Well, listen, for us, it is Friday. Because tonight is Winterland.
Yes.
It's our big party. Hope you got tickets. It's going to be so much fun. I just found out a bunch of my friends are going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean
good.
You just found out?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I got a few pairs of tickets, but...
They bought tickets?
No, they work at an ad agency.
Oh.
So
oh, yeah.
They own the ad agency.
Actually, I was talking to one of our sales guys about your friends that
oh, really?
Are going. Another set of your friends is going, too.
Pat and Marianne are going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And Sherry and Doug, who
uh-huh.
are... So they're,
and
you know.
Another pair.
Who?
I can't remember.
Is it Dan and Danielle? I think
no.
they're out of town or something.
Other names. I can't remember.
Well, anyway, it's going to be a great time tonight. We always have such a good... I just love that. I feel like all of us, as people who work at the station, we just run around that venue the whole night. Like, I run around that venue the whole night.
Right.
I try to talk to everybody. And, you know, we hang out backstage and we'll see Michael Franti and that'll right. be super fun. And then we'll just be running around. We'll wait there. Oh, we see Matt Losky. He's like a stage... What is he? A stage manager. Well, we used to see him 5 times a year. Now we see him once a year. I texted him yesterday.
Listen
I'm like,
to you knowing his last name and
we've
everything.
We've known him for 20
I know,
plus
but
years. I texted
who, when
him yesterday.
When do you ever get everybody's name like that?
I've just known him. I've had great conversations with him. So every year, right before our one time we see him, I'm like, see you tomorrow night. He's like, yeah, our one time. I'm like,
yeah, it's changed a lot. That's
it
true.
Has,
we
yeah.
used to have the three events. Now
right.
we don't have.
We used to have winter. We used to have summer thing. And now
and then.
Don't worry. We're lobbying to get those. But we've definitely brought that up a few times. Like, let's bring those things back. Those were really fun.
Well,
really
they don't
fun.
Listen.
I know.
Well, they also are like, well, let's look at the profit from the. Oh, wait, there is none. Huh.
Really? Because. Okay.
Seemed like, how could there not be? Look at all those people.
Right.
The answer to all your questions is money.
Yeah, it always
money,
is.
Money.
It is always the answer. Well, in a corporate setting, anyway.
If it made dough,
yeah.
it'd be happening.
Well, apparently there was some complicated reasoning behind the thing. And it was to, you know, because as we were getting sold, a lot of things got cut because they mm-hmm. looked like they were these big expenditures and they didn't really
right.
count in the profit. So let's show Entercom that these things work. Come on, Greg.
Make it happen,
Greg. Anyway, super. It's just a super exciting day.
Yep. Like
we're all pretty.
Don't forget to bring your unwrapped toys.
Oh yes.
Or your cash.
One or the other.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention that not that you're gonna want to rush off and see some dude's Christmas tree, but I did post the blue fur.
Blue spruce.
Yeah, I saw it.
On Instagram last night, so you can see this thing.
Is it all decorated now?
It's decorated, yeah.
I've seen the one that you posted.
I wanted to post
the
pictures of it in its position, but it just shows my damn house and where, I mean, as it is, there's way too much info out there.
Doesn't it look pretty? Vinny, it's very pretty.
I love it. It's the best tree I've ever had.
It is quite... Oh, and if you zoom in, you can really see how spiky it is.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean...
Is Isla staying away from it?
I actually have thought after the fact and after telling you the story, I thought I should have kept some of the things we cut off it so I could come in here and like poke you with it.
Look at this. I just scrolled down. Look at this picture of my mom when she was young. God, what a little hottie she was. As my sister put up a picture of my mother when she was 22.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. I know, she's gorgeous.
She still is.
She is.
Your mom's
but she's in
attractive.
Her 70s, you know?
Yeah, she's holding up
but
well.
She just looks like such a perfect little 60s girl in that picture, doesn't she? She's like the perfect little...
Has she ever had any type of work done? What, does Sarah just look exactly like her?
I don't look anything like her.
You do look something like her.
I have brown hair. I look just like my dad. Look like my dad. Big honking nose. My mom's got like great nose, awesome cheekbones. I got my dad's face. I look like a man.
That's not true. Oh, look at the nose right there.
I'm handsome like a man.
Look at the nose right in the middle of her face is the exact same thing.
Wow.
You weirdo.
She has a nose in the middle of her face?
And look
that
at those
is crazy.
Cheeks. Look at the cheeks. Mm-hmm. Are the same exact thing.
You look a lot like her, for sure.
You know, how do you not see that?
I can't see it at all. I see my dad. I swear I can see my dad in that picture. And not in this picture, in pictures of me. Oh my God, Mom. Look how cute you are.
Beautiful.
She is still cute as hell.
So has she ever had any nip-tuck, Botox, anything going on with her?
You know, if she has, she hasn't admitted it to me. She's had a bunch of stuff taken off her face. Like, she's got some puckers on her face where, like, some...
You don't hesitate to remind us about her cancer scares.
Yeah, she has had some serious cancer.
Cocoa butter thighs, you know, that's how it ends up.
She definitely was a sun worshiper for a few years there.
Yeah, I've learned the hard way too. It's good that we now know better.
Yeah,
not everyone has, you know, knows to not, but
I know.
Most people have taken, like, and it's weird too. I've been in places on trips, surf trips, where the sun is so intense, you actually feel like it's cooking your skin.
Right,
not just
because
just that you're hot and that you're tanning, but you actually feel pain and. Think I need to find shade.
Right.
This is not good.
I am cooking.
And it's the
sauteing.
Right.
Sizzling.
It's just too intense.
Right. I remember being a kid and we didn't use sunscreen. We used baby oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get so dark by the end of the summer. And talk about cooking. Like you were literally sizzling your skin. It was crazy.
Right. Well, and most people also used the sun as their pimple treatment.
Oh, sure. Like, oh, my God,
I just dry my skin.
You know, it works. That was the thing, you know? Getting some sun on your face would help with your zits,
for
sure. I remember doing that. Just, you have a few zits, and you just lay out and let the... Like, your face would just sweat, and you'd be all sunburnt afterward, and your zits would...
Clear you out.
Yeah, it would dry you up a little bit.
I would use the sun for, I would put the sun in stuff in my hair to lighten my
hair.
You did?
Uh-huh. And lighten my hair. Oh, man, there was one time my hair was orange.
Oh, it would go, it would go bad.
Let's see that. Where's that picture?
Somewhere.
It's just somewhere.
I have one photo album that's in the, that's the one thing I do have. I do have a box in the garage, but it's underneath.
Get that out.
Yeah, we keep asking.
I tried the last
years.
Time we talked about it. I tried, and I got a flashlight, got underneath this area, and then I was just like, oh, God, it's so small in here. And I just, like, I felt like I needed help to move stuff around.
You know, I do not understand how he can make your house like a hotel room, not one extra thing in there, and then in the garage, you can't easily access. Like, that seems like that would be his domain. Like, that would be organized. To a T.
It is, but the one spot where I do have
where your stuff is, right?
Yeah, it's in that little, like you, I can't describe it. It's a little door.
Like a little storage space.
Yeah, you have to bend over, get in, crawl in there. And I took a flashlight the last time we talked about this, and I was looking.
Is it like a crawl space under your actual unit?
Yeah.
Mm.
And so it's three feet. I got to get out of here.
Or whatever the height of the stairs is that goes up.
There's a little light that turns on, and I have the flashlight, and I'm looking, and I just was like, after 10 minutes, I was like, all right, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, you need to tell him that needs to happen.
We want to see you with your orange hair.
Yeah, I want to see all the pictures of you. I've seen hardly any pictures of you as a kid.
There's a ton of pictures in that one book.
Yeah.
Good ones. Where I go, oh, my butt was so good back then.
I know. It really is. It's almost, it's sad to look at old pictures of yourself.
Look at how high my chi-chis used to be.
I know. It is. It's like, oh, boy. And I bitched about it then, too, you know? Like, I didn't enjoy it while I had it, and now it's long gone.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
I didn't.
Yeah, you know,
I don't regret
Yuzi
any
did.
Of my stuff.
Yeah, well, Yuzi, you know, she was...
winning contests.
She was winning contests left and right. But I
might be able to win some over 50.
Are you kidding me? You can win it with attitude alone.
You still got the moves.
Say you do have the moves, and you're still hot. hotter than I think you are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it's just attitude. Like, you'd look right at the judges and be like, dare to not give me the first prize in
no,
this.
No, I can't do
dare
that.
To.
No.
I'll bust the windows at your car.
Anyway, let me ask you a question because we're running out of time.
Well,
did you watch your Survivor last night?
Of course I watched my Survivor last night.
How good was that?
It's really good. It's.
I hate the family thing.
I love the family
thing. I hate
it. There were a couple of the most awkward family things I've ever seen.
What's up with a gay guy and his boyfriend of 6 years?
Standing 4 feet apart.
That don't. Like, I can understand if they've dealt with prejudice that's their deal.
Right.
They're like, we don't want anyone
giving us crap
about being gay when we are gay.
Like, I did think to myself, he might have gotten a good whiff of Mike. And Mike is he's the one who's famous. He's a screenwriter and an actor. And so you recognize
his face.
I
missed the beginning of the conversation. Are you guys saying it was family night and the families came?
The families came.
Okay.
And there were a couple really awkward moments. The first one was this guy, Mike, he's gay. He's got this boyfriend of 6 years. Boyfriend's really good looking, comes jogging out onto the thing. I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. He hugs him kind of awkwardly, too. And
there was no
love.
Familiarity in that hug at all.
I know.
That was done.
Right.
Like
it
was just
they didn't
so...
even put their faces were even far apart. Even as they're hugging, there was this much space between their heads.
Maybe they just don't show PDA type stuff.
I mean, that's possible. And they have been together for 6 years.
Did they keep their crotches apart?
They did. And they then afterward, like everyone else is sort of draped over their loved one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, I can't get enough of you. I'd pull you inside me if I could. And these guys are standing 4 feet apart.
Like,
it was really weird.
Like talking to Sarah, but looking away. It was.
I thought maybe you got
bad.
A nose full of that guy because they stink on that show.
Either they're just awkward and that's possible.
Totally
or
possible.
That maybe they're like, look, we've been through it with the gay prejudice and we're not going
to. Yeah, we don't need to add to that. And then the other super awkward one was Christian and his girlfriend.
Oh, well, there were more awkward than that.
Who was more awkward?
Well, the lawyer and his dad. Like that, those two don't look anything alike.
At
and then
least
Nick,
they were like, they seemed
Nick,
to really love each other.
Sure,
I mean, they were hugging and, you know.
So
it is funny to see people's families come running out. You're like,
whoa, boy.
Oh, boy.
That person's Nick? That person. Oh. Anyway, back to Christian. You're right. It was definitely awkward. That guy, I'm going to tell you something I saw last night where I thought, he fancies himself. Like, he really tries to like come up with the
yes clever
the storybook
right
saying
paint a picture
like here's your commercial Survivor get ready I'm gonna give you a clip
oh he's trying to do like sound bites
yeah he does and it's super like at first it was the thing
yeah,
like that's why we know him and it's charming and now you're like he's too calculated man
mm-hmm.
like he really is going well now I realize that moment when she walked away, I'll remember that for the rest of my life to not take. And I'm like, she was just right there, Holmes. Just give her the hug that she should have gotten in the first place.
I know. It was so awkward.
Like, you're being so weird.
And she turned all red. Like, I was like, is she like super sunburned? But I think she was like super embarrassed to be out in front of everybody. And it was very, very weird. Very weird.
But,
there were a couple
look,
really. I liked
they're
Davey,
awkward.
Davey and his mom. Like, how great was that?
Oh, yeah.
And she comes running out. And she's crying. And he's, oh, my God, mommy. Oh.
I don't like it.
I love that.
I wasn't into that.
I was glad they did it right at the beginning of the show. I felt less vulnerable and I didn't cry for once. I love that show. I did think that I've often thought this. When someone is trying to decide whether or not to play an immunity idol, what you should do is say, Jeff, and then you should immediately look around and see what everyone's face is. Like, I think you can read so much off like a surprise or
well,
like
that's
a,
what
oh,
that's
no!
what happened.
And that was what he actually,
because
so many times, if you had just looked around, you either would have or wouldn't have played the thing. And the person, spoiler alert, I won't say the name, but the person who did wind up saving themselves said, oh, hold on, Jeff, and then took inventory, looked around at everybody like,
yeah.
He goes, I think I will play it.
very smartly.
It was
looked
smart.
Around and yeah, that was good. Yeah. And rightly so. Like he needed to have done that, or he it would. Oh, he. I mean, they.
That person. It's fine. I mean, look.
Sorry.
You know, people are either gonna.
We're
know
excited. We love the show, and we haven't talked yet today. So anyway, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was great. So you stayed up for the whole
thing,
or you watched?
No, I watched
morning?
The first half last night, the second half this morning.
I see. I liked some of the. I liked that. Challenge too, where they were having to balance the thing.
You that, like that?
That looked like it was absolute torture.
Awful.
And some of them did it for over half an hour.
I know, but it's such bad TV because there's no action.
Mm. That's so funny. I feel totally different. I feel like there's so much tension, and you're just watching. I think they do a good job with it because there was like a bucket balanced over their head, and they're having to hold it up with just this one little sort of pole, mm-hmm. and then they're balancing. They have to keep stepping away from where they're at, so it's hard, and it's hard on your arm.
Sure.
It's really good
angles.
Just watching them start to, their arm is shaking, and they're just trying to keep the thing up there. I'm like, oh boy.
Does the family get to stay there very long, or
they had
like a little barbecue and they chat with the people, and you know, it's just like a little infusion of love. I think for a lot of people, it really is a huge. It can be the bolstering thing, kind of gives you some perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go home and there's going to be people I love there. It'll be fine.
Help get you a little straight.
Right, exactly. But so that Mike and his boyfriend did get to go on that, on the reward. And even there was a little bit more, as they were talking to each other, I'm like, okay, they do seem like they're all right. But I mean, if anything, I would have thought they were in a fight.
That's
like when
they said those two were together 6 years.
Yeah.
You'd expect
right
more need and less
standoffishness.
Like, you know,
I'm telling you, it was like the weirdest hug. Even like if I hug you, our heads would be close. You know, we're not like all nuzzling each other,
right?
But our heads would be closer. It was like they were stretching away from each other, like with a hug in the middle. It was really weird. Anyway,
good show.
Really good show. So my son, just quickly.
Yeah, right?
No, the older one.
Ah.
He's home now. They have a week off before his finals. It's like a study week, so he's home this week. And he had gotten caught up on all the old Survivor. So last week's Survivor, the double episode with the negotiation thing. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, my God, this is the best part. Oh, by the way, she does have an MBA from Yale. So she's did Stanford,
uh-huh.
but she said Yale, I guess, extra, I don't know, whatever,
so
her
Stanford,
post-grad stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or vice versa. I'm not sure which one. But, you know, she's got to get that in, and she's got to tell you that she has an MBA from Yale. And
what's her name?
Angelina. Uh-huh. But so I get to relive this master negotiation, which you should watch. She's like, I'll give away basically everything at the camp. And that's my lowball offer. And, you know, of course I accept a counteroffer if you want one. That's
very Gwyneth Paltrow.
So funny. Yeah, somewhat.
Yikes.
Hey, speaking of your son, I was reading the other day about... They're calling it Llamapalooza, the llamas that are at Cal.
He saw them last year. I don't think he was
there
for
that. There's a story
a
couple days ago that they're doing that to ease
finals.
The tension for finals. Right. Yeah,
yeah. I read the story and thought.
They bring in all.
But we did that story last year.
Yeah, they do it. They've done it a few years in a row now. My son did see the llamas the first year. Mm-hmm. He wasn't there for this year's Llamapalooza. No. Well, he lived on campus last year.
Oh,
right.
You know. All right, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go, everybody. It's the big day. Winterland is tonight. Oh, my God! And we'll be right back with the trash after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.